This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Every 10 years, Pennsylvania and every state goes through the process known as redistricting. It's a dry-sounding political term, but the stakes are enormous. To help make sense of where we are in the district map-making process and what it all means, I'm joined by two journalists whose voices are familiar to WLVR listeners. Katie Meyer reports on politics for WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sam Dunclaw is our Capitol Bureau Chief based at WITF in Harrisburg.
Hey, glad to be here.
We're now in the midst of the redistricting process, but the story kind of goes back to the contentious, difficult census count of 2020. As a direct result of that count, Pennsylvania's 18 representatives in the U.S. Congress will be cut to 17, and that's just the most obvious challenge in getting to new maps. Sam, why don't you start by introducing us to the players in this process?
Sure. So, Brad, we have, to start off with, state lawmakers who are kind of central in this process. A formal bill process sort of drafts what those lines are going to be, goes through state lawmakers, and then goes to the governor's desk. And then we have a separate process for state House and Senate maps. Each of the legislative leaders and one appointed member sit together in a room and decide what those lines are going to be. The governor is a big player in the congressional maps. The map that was sent to him just yesterday, as we're speaking here now, it was sort of doomed once it reaches his desk because the governor has opposed what the Republicans drew up. The public as well is also playing a relatively crucial role in this as well. Unlike in past redistricting processes, the public has been able to offer up comments and lawmakers have made a pledge to incorporate as much of that as possible.
The last player is the Commonwealth Court, I believe, and that's where things might end up. Katie, can you say where we are right now in the process?
What happens in this, Sam mentioned, the legislature, which is currently controlled by Republicans, and the governor, who is a Democrat, Tom Wolf, they're supposed to pass a congressional map as a simple bill, which means it goes through both chambers, the House and the Senate, and then the governor's supposed to sign it. Historically, in Pennsylvania, when there's been split control of the legislature, they have been unable to accomplish that. And this year, it looks like that's going to happen. So as we sit today and talk about this, this will change pretty quickly. But, the legislature has passed Wolf a map that he's already said he doesn't want to sign. They couldn't come to an agreement on a map that he was okay with. And Wolf is not going to sign it. So now we have a situation where the courts will draw the map.
So the primary is scheduled for mid-May, the primary election. If no agreement is reached and the courts don't sweep in to deliver a definitive map, then is the primary delayed?
If no final map is in place by the time that we get close enough to the primary, those candidates could all run at large, which means they would be on the ballot statewide. Now, that's incredibly unlikely, but it's sort of a last-ditch move if no agreement can be made, in the several months between then and now.
Yeah, it's really not likely. So they will need to figure something out. And you've mentioned before the Commonwealth Court. That's the likely remedy if they can't come up with a map. But the Supreme Court, what has happened in the past is the Supreme Court has swooped in and taken it and made their own decision about the maps. So that is, I would say, the most likely course of action.
We are going to be hearing more reporting on this subject from both of you. One last question. What can we look forward to, or what should we look for in the reports that are coming up next on this subject? Sam?
Well, we can look for court decisions to be happening relatively quickly. I mean, Commonwealth Court has indicated that by week's end, they would either pick a map from a whole host that have been submitted by people like the governor, by legislators, by even a group of concerned citizens, or they would have a map drawn themselves. So that's an immediate result that we could potentially see as far as the congressional maps go.
Katie, is there any particular thing that you're keeping your eye on right now?
As Sam mentioned, the case is in the Commonwealth Court right now. But the Supreme Court is going to be where the buck stops in this case. And so we have a procedure now where the Commonwealth Court could pick a map that the parties and other sort of interest groups have submitted. Or if the Supreme Court picks it up, I think the likelier option is that they would appoint somebody to draw a map themselves. In 2018, the last time that maps were redrawn after a court case, the court appointed what they called a special master to redraw the map. And that is the one that's currently in use and has been for the last couple of years. So, we are still waiting to see what happens.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We appreciate your work. Sam Dunklaw is Capital Bureau Chief based in Harrisburg. Katie Meyer reports on politics for WHYY in Philadelphia.